Hello, everyone. My name is Ace Morgan. Welcome to Move Better, Feel Great, a podcast for transgender, non-binary communities. As a trans man working in the fitness industry since 2005, I know the importance of support. This podcast is about building community where trans and non-binary people can connect, heal, and collectively design new spaces to thrive. Join me by tuning in to Move Better, Feel Great with Ace Morgan, and let's light up the world with our tremendous power to love, reflect, and heal. Allies, welcome. How's it going, everybody? Happy 2024. I hope it's going well for you so far. I've taken a little break from this podcast and I'm back. I'm really excited to get some great interviews going this year. And we're going to kick it off with seven tips of fitness. So let's get into fitness tip number one of seven. And that is, how is your fitness log? Yes, that means tracking your fitness. It is a great way to really get yourself maybe out of a slump, increase your numbers. Maybe that's in lifting or maybe increasing your cardiovascular training, anything like that you're doing in the gym. It is a great way to just track what you're doing. It's accountability, right? It's a, you know, we can really see the areas. Maybe you're training, you're looking at your log for the week and you're, wow, I haven't really done much back work. I've only done one little movement. So maybe you're going to throw in another back movement. It's just, again, a great way to look and see what you're doing throughout the week to see if there's areas that maybe you could increase some lifts, if you're noticing maybe some muscle imbalance happening in your body. And I just cannot stress it enough how much this really helps. You can do this from your phone. You can do this on a notepad, however you want to do it. I recommend a notepad, just old school, because you're not going to be as distracted on your phone while you're training. Just get a pen and paper. All right, that's fitness tip number one, log your workout. All right, fitness tip number two, we're going to talk about VO2 max. And we know that VO2 max, this refers to the amount of oxygen that your body can absorb and use during exercise. It measures your aerobic fitness. So oxygen, we know, is a critical ingredient in the respiratory process that's involved with breathing. As you breathe in oxygen, your lungs absorb and turn it into ATP. ATP, it powers your cells. It helps release the carbon dioxide that's created during your respiratory process when you exhale. And everyone, not just athletes, should really try to increase your respiratory endurance. According to research and my years of doing this work, we know that the higher the VO2 max, it's associated with a lower risk of death, which sounds really dramatic, but that's just kind of some crazy facts. So we know the older we get, that your VO2 max, it declines. So we know intensity improves your VO2 max levels the most. Any cardio exercise that's not just like a stroll, like a walk, more than like a brisk walk, maybe a slight jog. We know that should improve anybody's cardiorespiratory fitness and VO2 max, especially in sedentary people that maybe sit at a desk all day. We find that it's harder to go up the stairs. Maybe you're finding you're huffing and puffing a little bit more. That's a great way to kind of measure what your VO2 max is looking like. The benefits of improving it, like I said, you live a longer life, which is amazing. You're less exhausted, like I said, maybe going upstairs, doing activities. We know that it reduces stress. And it boosts your immune system, and you can get this done, to measure your VO2 max in a doctor's office, or you can just kind of start paying attention, maybe how winded you are when you're doing activities, and the more you do activities, as you increase your time doing them, maybe increase your intensity, you're going to see that you're going to be able to go upstairs and breathe better. Everything's just going to improve so much more the more intensity you do these, any kind of cardio movements. And, don't be afraid to mix it up. Maybe you're going to do, maybe you can do like a bike ride and then maybe a sort of a jog for a couple minutes and maybe go back to something else. That's a little running in place, shadow boxing. So the more we add these activities that are increasing your heart rate, you're going to increase that VO2 max, which is just going to be amazing for your overall health. So really start paying attention to that. And again, you can find places that can measure it. You're wearing this mask, maybe you're on a treadmill, but you can also also just sort of really start paying attention and think, oh yeah, this is my VO2 max happening here. This is, you know, I'm breathing harder. Wow, I've increased my cardio in the last month, and I actually can go up these stairs easier, things like that. It's a very cool way to sort of measure that. So paying attention to the VO2 max is fitness tip number two. Fitness tip number three, how are your numbers? Not just in the gym, but how do you spend? How do you save? How do you keep track of your spending? And yes, this has everything to do with health and fitness for me. When I have clarity in my numbers, I have more peace of mind, and I can live a little bit more of an abundant life. We can have more fun. We, you know, and continue to focus on ourselves. I consider this self-care and, you know, just tracking your spending, tracking your numbers. You're going to save more money. You're going to spend less, and on and on. I just cannot stress this one enough, how important it is to get in tracking your numbers if you don't already. So that's fitness tip number three. All right. Fitness tip number four is check out my online classes. Yes, I do three of them every single week. It's going to be 4 years coming up in March that I've been doing these classes. And I'm really trying to give them a push to see if I'm going to continue to do them in 2024. Monday is a great class. It's 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And we have core, 24 minutes of cardio, more core. We stretch and do a 3-minute meditation. No equipment necessary for that Monday at 8:30. Then we have a great one on Wednesday, 9 a.m. These are all Pacific times. And that's a chest and back focus with some core work. You do need bands and dumbbells for that workout. And every class we stretch, every class we meditate and do core work. The third class is going to be a Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And that's going to be legs, shoulders, bicep, tricep, and core. And we are going to stretch and meditate again on that class. So you will not be disappointed. The first class is free. So feel free to reach out, acemorganfitness.com or acemorganfitness@gmail.com, and I can send you links to these classes to check it out if you'd like. And again, see if you're interested in them. And I have some great packages online at acemorganfitness.com where you can purchase some packages to do these. It's just some great accountability. I have people doing them at the house. I have people doing them out in their backyard. Maybe people are in the gym doing them. So whatever works for you, you can do these any day of the week. If you buy the recordings, which I have online as well, if you go to acemorganfitness.com, I have some great classes for sale. So, all right, that's going to be fitness tip number four. Come and check out my classes for some extra accountability. Fitness tip number five, listen to your body. Maybe you have an injury acting up, or maybe you're overworked. Maybe you're a bit fatigued. Sometimes if we have an injury, let's say there's something going on in the body, we do need to address it. We shouldn't ignore it. We know that's going to lead to, poor, you know, faulty movement patterns and the whole side of the chain of that body. Maybe where the injury is going to affect everything. Let's say I have an injury on my lower body. So then I'm going to maybe address that, but I'm not going to stop moving my upper body. I'm going to continue to try and find ways to move my body, but not cause any more harm to that injury. But I say just try to keep moving, even if you have something going on. But again, we're not going to move those areas that are injured, right? So find a way to maybe move your body safely in the areas that are not injured. I just want people to keep moving. I think people can get so defeated when they have an injury, and we can sometimes work around that injury and do things again that aren't going to specifically target that area, but another part of the body maybe. Let's say you're overworked, maybe you're fatigued, maybe you're just tired, and you just need some rest. I always say pay attention to that. We just maybe need to rest that day, maybe get in a shorter workout, maybe not as intense. Maybe that workout is going to be some recovery. Maybe it's going to be some foam rolling and stretching instead. So just really try and listen to your body and pay attention to what it's saying. That's fitness tip number five. Fitness tip number six, how is your rotator cuff? Those are the sits muscles. We know that that's what holds the humerus bone on, and it is really a part of so much we do in the gym and every day in every area of our lives, really. It's anytime you're pushing, pulling, bringing that arm out, that rotator cuff is involved. So I really, really want people to pay attention to what I call prehab movements to get those muscles stronger. I have a great video actually on my website. It's a free video. and you can check it out at acemorganfitness.com. And it's some rotator cuff movements to do. And I always say, you know, if these movements make your shoulder hurt, don't do it. There's a million other things we can do to address the shoulder rotator cuff area where you're not going to have pain. There's a lot of different movements. The videos I have up are just a couple, and there are many, many more. So, but again, if you're having pain, stop, don't do it. But if it feels like a nice muscular movement, continue to do it, and you won't regret that. Because we know that when our rotator cuff muscles are stronger, our posture improves, it, you know, brings those shoulder blades in the back pocket nicely. We can lift more weight. And just, you know, you can hold things like your bag of groceries. Like it's a very, a lot of functional movements. The rotator cuff muscle will really help with just everyday moving in the world. So don't be afraid to get in those rotator cuff movements multiple days a week. There's so many to do that you could probably do different ones throughout the week, like 3 or 4 times in the week. So get in those rotator cuff movements for fitness tip number 6. Fitness tip number 7 is self-talk. I say make it positive. Let's you know, how we speak of ourselves, how we're talking about ourselves really affects us. So I love to have people pay attention to that. Maybe you're, you know, hard on yourself in a workout, or you're hard on yourself in a project you're working on, whatever it is. You know, just really pay attention to how you're speaking of yourself. I love to think about the three C's: change, commitment, and consistency. When we change that self-talk, when we change maybe habits, when we change, you know, the way we're speaking about ourselves, we actually start to feel better. We start to have a healthier life. So just really start thinking about changing those habits that you're seeing yourself do over and over again. And commitment. Yes, it's a commitment to yourself, and you're worth it. Commitment to better self-talk, commitment to better habits. Yes, it's a commitment. And again, you are worth every bit of those commitments you are making for yourself. And yes, my last favorite C of the three C's is consistency. It really is the key to everything I find in life, not just, you know, workouts, but, you know, healthy eating choices, showing up for yourself, you know, commitment to that self-care, commitment to, you know, relationships that you're having, in showing up in these ways, whatever that is, whatever, you know, the consistency we know is key. I love to think about numbers and percentages and things like that. And I always think, oh yeah, this relationship is suffering maybe because I haven't given it much attention, or I haven't been very consistent. I haven't been, I've only given it 50% like in the last week or month or 6 months. So I'm going to start giving it more attention. So again, just consistency. We know that it is the key to I find everything that in life. I just love the three C's. It's just kind of a great way to break down things. It's a helpful tool to sort of pause and just think about it, like change, commitment, consistency. I got this. So, all right, that's going to be it for my 7 tips of fitness. Thank you so much for listening to Move Better, Feel Great with Ace Morgan. You can find me on Instagram at Ace Morgan Fitness, and my website is acemorganfitness.com. And there you're going to find those 3 classes I do every single week. We got the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, all Pacific times. And I also have some great videos for sale on my website. I have some really great ones for pre and post-op top surgery that you can download and do them any day of the week, anytime, at the gym, at your house. But they are some really good ones for pre and post-op top surgery. And please subscribe to this podcast and tell a friend about it. Take care, everybody. Be well and never give up.